Rav Matzio Salomon, the Mashgiach of Lakewood, BMG, you shall live and be well, asks the following fundamental question in the Sefer Matnas Chaim. How come, why is it that on Rosh Hashanah, which is Yom HaDin, the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us for parnasa, for health, for everything that we need in this world, the entire tefillah is all made up of Malchios, Zechronos, Shofros, praising Hashem, Hashem, you are the King. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech Malchi HaMochim. He is HaYahov Aviha, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu endlessly. But yet, there's no actual mention of the things which we are being judged for. Right? One would think that when you stand in front of the Dayan, the individual Kiviyachol that is literally deciding what it is that we are going to be getting this year, we should be thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well as requesting. That should be the day when we say Slach Lanu, Rifa'inu, Baruch Halinu, asking for Mashiach, asking to go to Yerushalayim. Literally, the Shemona Esrei we say three times a day throughout the year, that should be unique to Rosh Hashanah. And then Fakir, the opposite, says Rav Matzio Salomon. Throughout the entirety of the year, we're already judged. So how could it be then we're asking throughout the year for all those individual requests? It's backwards. It makes no sense. Explains Rav Matzio Salomon in the name of the Gra the following important yesod in understanding and approaching the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah. He gives the following mashal. He says, there once was a king, and this king had adopted a son that was poor, that grew up, a yosom, and he brought him into his home. He made him like one of the princes growing up in the palace. And at that point, he had grown and become wealthy and powerful. And then the prince, as he got older, decided to honor his father, the king. He decided the way to honor the king is by creating a massive statue, a pillar in the likeness of the king and to honor the king. In those days, in order to get materials to build, all the contractors had to wait in line. It was a little bit socialist, and everybody got the materials provided by the government, by the king. This prince went online, and he saw there's a huge line to get all the materials, the bricks, the mortar, the chule, decided to cut the line. He runs to the front of the line, and he says, okay, I only need this many bricks, this much cement, this many trucks. And they said to him, what are you doing? He said, what do you get? Why you can't cut the line? But he said, don't you know I'm the prince? They said, so what? There's a lot of special people here. He said, not true. He said, everyone else is building just for themselves. They want to build a building, rent it out. They want to build a house for themselves. I am building purely for the honor of the king. And with that, I make the following requests. And I expect you to honor them. And with that, he got all the things he needed and he built this monument to the king. Says Rav Matzio Salomon, the purpose of tefillah and Rosh Hashanah is not for ourselves. It's to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the entirety of tefillah. The Rosh Hashanah tefillahs are the paradigm of what tefillah is supposed to be. And therefore, the tefillahs throughout the year, while we do say, Slach Lanu, Rifa'inu, Baruch Halinu, we ask Hashem for parnasa, we ask Hashem for good health, that's not the purpose to ask it for ourselves. The goal is to model after the paradigm tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. The goal of asking for Rifa'inu is Hashem allow us to be healthy so we could be better Ovdei Hashem, so I could do more mitzvah, so I could learn more Torah. Hashem Baruch Leinu, give me parnasa. Not because I can then buy nicer things, but in order that I could support Torah, in order that I could create in a home where my children are safe and feel healthy and they have what they need so they can learn more Torah, they can be better Ovdei Hashem. The purpose of tefillah is not for my things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not an ATM. The goal of tefillah is to pattern all of our davenings the entire year after the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, which is all about being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the goal of tefillah the entire year. But yet we look to Rosh Hashanah as a day when, of course, we're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kibbeinei Maron. We're being judged. but we're being judged, that's the moment not to revert back to what we need and to be selfish and to focus on our personal needs, because that's not the goal ever of tefillah. The focus and the goal is to be mamach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to act in a way always in our lives which brings the most kavod shemayim. When we can focus on our tefillos, that it's not just for me, and we can change the way that we think about davening, that Hashem is not an ATM. It changes everything when we come to shul throughout the rest of the year and not on Rosh Hashanah. We can begin to think about our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem is not just this big man up in Shemayim who we can ask things for and He provides for us, but rather it's a relationship. And that relationship is built on love and on trust and recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always does what's best for us. And all Hashem wants for us is to recognize Him and to make Him the king. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can only be a melech if His avadim make Him the melech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a moshel. He's not a tyrant ruler. Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a melech. And that's the goal of Rosh Hashanah, is to begin to think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Avinu Shebeshamayim, as Avinu and Malkeinu, who always cares for us and who always provides for us, and all He wants from us is us to recognize Him and all that He does for us in order that He could connect with us. And that's what we think about mitzvos in general. Mitzvos are just 613 ways for us to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, we should go into Rosh Hashanah and we should take the lessons of the tefillah as a paradigm of tefillah throughout the entire year. And that way, we can understand and learn how to daven all of the other days of the year, and purely to bring honor to Kadosh Baruch Hu and to build our relationship and connection to Him. Have a ksiva chsima tova, a good year, a good bench year to you and to your families and to all of Klal Yisrael and the world.